B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Bar hopping bunny.
Yes.
Who claimed that he was defending a woman when cameras caught him in a downtown Orlando brawl Easter Sunday might not be so innocent.
Really?
Turns out the man in the suit, 20-year-old Antoine McDonald, is wanted in New Jersey in connection with a vehicle burglary last fall. Mm-hmm. He was also recently a person of interest in a carjacking and two armed robberies in Pasco County.
So this guy's had multiple grand larceny.
I don't know if it's grand larceny or what, but yeah, he's a person of interest in one, and he's wanted in connection
with a bad bunny
vehicle burglary. So McDonald could have relished in anonymity. His face and his identity were hidden by the pink nose and the tall ears. It's a full bunny costume.
It's adorable.
But after the video went viral, he spoke to multiple media outlets, including TMZ. He even created the Instagram profile, Bad Bunny of 19.
Idiot.
And he says he's not a violent person. He said, I'm the type of person to avoid fights by any means necessary, but in that situation, I would fight any day.
I just steal cars.
He said that he and a few friends were out for a Sunday fun day. It being Easter, they made the obvious choice to hit the bars while taking turns wearing a bunny costume. He said, I saw him spit on her, and then I saw, you know, like a fight break out. So I just ran over there.
You son of a bitch.
He said he ran over, not even thinking that he was still in the suit with the hopes of breaking up the fight. But that when that led to the man getting on top of the woman, he started laying onto the man with a few literal rabbit punches. The fight was quickly broken up by Orlando police, but no arrests were made. So this guy has been charged with a couple of counts of robbery, possessing a firearm during the commission of a felony.
Here comes Peter Cottontail to put my foot up your ass.
And some other things. So we'll see if he ends up facing the music in those cases. Doctors in Shenzhen, China, recently performed an emergency endoscopy to remove a 13-centimeter metal spoon from a woman's duodenum.
Duodenum.
Duodenum. You would know this, right?
Yes, I've been having all this crap.
I had not heard of a duodenum before, but it's in your throat.
Yeah.
She accidentally swallowed it while trying to dislodge a fishbone from her throat. The reckless patient, known only as Lily, reported swallowing the stainless steel spoon before the Qingming Festival.
Of course, that's when everyone eats their spoons.
But she didn't bother going to the hospital until 4 days later because she didn't feel any pain in her stomach. So, you know, you just swallow a spoon.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. I'll just crap it out.
She had apparently tried to use the metal spoon to remove a fishbone. It had become lodged in her throat. Accidentally, it slipped and went down her throat.
Why didn't she use like an M80 Preston to get it out of there?
The woman thought it was too much trouble to go to the hospital right before the Qingming Festival.
I don't miss Qingming.
So she went to see a doctor about her problem 4 days afterwards. When she arrived, they ordered an X-ray, saw the large metal spoon stuck in her, how do you say it again?
A duodenum.
Duodenum. As the spoon was in a somewhat horizontal position, the doctor said we carefully had to adjust it before pulling it out vertically. The metal spoon had caused swelling and erosion in the patient's duodenum. But doctors were able to remove it, and following treatment, the woman was discharged and expected to make a full recovery.
If I were her, I would have done this. I would have gone over to where they do the car wrecking, done a handstand, and passed the electromagnet over my ass.
There you go. Just pulled it right out. A 21-year-old construction worker in India miraculously survived after an iron rod pierced through his skull. Senyan Bahe said that he fell down while doing repairs, and that is when the rod pierced his skull from the right temporal region of his brain to the left frontal region. He was taken to the hospital immediately, and the rod was removed without any major damage.
Fortunately, I'm completely fine. Wouldn't even know anything happened to me.
Dr. Pramod Giri.
I feel great.
Bai's neurosurgeon said, I performed this surgery with all caution so that the damage to the surrounding structures shouldn't happen. Giri added that the rod missed a major vein in his brain by millimeters.
Well, what about the brain itself?
He's now doing fine and being monitored for any post-surgery complications.
You've heard many stories like this, and it just you think there's a lot of meat packed into the human skull. How you end up missing something?
I'm friends with a neurosurgeon. He told me a story recently of a guy who took an axe to the face that got into the brain as well. God. And by all accounts, he's okay.
Wow.
Sometimes it just doesn't, it doesn't hit the right spot. So very interesting. A woman from the United Arab Emirates has regained consciousness after spending 27 years in a vegetative state.
27 years.
Munira Abdullah was age 32, and she suffered a traumatic brain injury after a car crash. She was riding, she was hit by a bus in 1991, but last year, following rehabilitation in Germany, she began to make noises as she tried to call out to her son Omar after hearing him arguing in the hospital room. Days later, she uttered his name for the first time in decades, and now she's able to recite prayers and hold some conversations with her loved ones.
Please tell me David Hasselhoff is still alive.
Omar revealed her miraculous recovery in a new interview with The National, describing how he was flying with joy when she began speaking again. He described how the accident occurred when he was 4 years old and needed to be brought home from kindergarten because there were no buses available.
Wow.
But in April 2017, she was the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi had heard of her case and sent her to Germany where she could get these treatments. She underwent surgeries, repair her muscles while being given medication to improve her sleep patterns. And around a year later, she began making a strange sounds and she started coming around.
Yeah, how do you?
So there was a medical treatment that helped her.
You have to do a tremendous amount of stuff to keep the muscles from atrophying completely.
Yeah. She's able to call the names of her loved ones now. So that's pretty wild. Okay, follow-up to a horrible story. I'm sorry that you guys, I'm sure that you guys saw, but the woman caught on camera throwing away seven puppies into a dumpster in Coachella, California. She was arrested Monday.
They got her.
On charges of animal cruelty. Yeah, Deborah Sue Colwell was charged with seven counts of felony animal cruelty after allegedly dumping the puppies into a dumpster near an auto parts store.
Just callously throwing them away.
90-degree weather on Thursday, and now the viral video, of course, is out there. She was seen getting out of a white Jeep, throwing out the puppies who were in a sealed plastic bag into the trash, and then quickly driving away. An employee of the store called Animal Services after a passerby discovered the puppies. They said the puppies were about 3 days old and are believed to be terrier mixes, and they're so small they still need to be bottle fed.
They're adorable, by the way.
It's just dumb.
It's so dumb.
It's just dumb. Or it's either dumb or
cruel.
Cruel.
You're just a sick bastard.
Because, I mean, even if you don't like dogs or anything like that, it's pretty damn easy to just go drop them off at a shelter or a veterinary clinic. So this woman's an idiot.
Glad they got her.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
The Philippines were hit with a 6.3 earthquake that sent buildings swaying and people running for safety. But one of the more bizarre videos of the earthquake so far has to be the footage of water pouring out of a residential skyscraper in Manila's Binondo district. According to local reports, that water is from a penthouse swimming pool. Guys, it looks like Angel Falls.
It's amazing.
Really? Yeah.
And you first you try to say, what the hell is that? And then you realize, of course, it's a rooftop pool.
The building called the Anchor Sky Suites is relatively new. If you guys find the video of that, here you go, Casey.
Look at this.
Take a look.
Oh, my God.
It's relatively new, and it didn't officially open until 2015. It's one of the tallest buildings in the area and is credited as the tallest building in any Chinatown around the world outside of China. Another video shows the opposite angle of the building as water cascades down. Thankfully, the earthquake didn't cause a tsunami, at least not from the ocean. The water only makes it about halfway down the 625-foot structure before turning into a wind-swept mist. And it's just wild. The earthquake was centered about 37 miles northwest of Manila. There was a few people that did die in it, unfortunately.
Have you guys ever stood underneath a significant waterfall?
Yes.
And feel the pressure of it?
Oh, yeah. It's wild.
Yeah.
We tend to not really believe the power of moving water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even if you get into a stream or something, I can manage that. Once you start to feel it coming down, and the weight of water coming down on you from a fairly active waterfall will surprise you.
We did it in Jamaica, and I remember standing there. You know, I'm staying with my head under as well, and my face is in this grimace, and I'm like, oh, this is great. God, it's so much fun. It's like somebody repeatedly hitting you on the head with a sledgehammer.
This is so romantic.
Oh, this is great. I just wonder we're glad we came here.
Quick question with this story. How much water was removed from the pool from the earthquake?
Yeah. I don't know. A Texas pizza restaurant was closed for the weekend after an employee reportedly put laxatives on a pizza Friday.
That's a topping you can get?
Causing a co-worker to get sick.
Oh.
The incident happened at Mr. Jim's Pizza in Springtown, Texas. Police said that somebody notified them that a Mr. Jim's employee posted on social media that they put Miralax on pizzas.
Thank God they're so stupid.
Three employees at the restaurant put Miralax on at least one pizza, which was eaten unknowingly by a coworker. The employee who ate the food got sick. Police said they questioned the three employees who made the pizza, and they denied putting any laxatives on any pizza purchased to the, by the public. Police said they contacted,
still not cool.
They contacted the restaurant's owner and the health inspector who pulled Mr. Jim's health permit as well. The restaurant will remain closed until it is reinspected this week.
Yeah, a pepperoni and Mito, please. Mm-hmm.
MMA fighter Joyce Vieira has been pictured attacking a man after he allegedly exposed himself while she was taking part on a photo shoot in a photo shoot on the beach. Vieira was posing for photos in swimwear when she claims the man performed a sex act on himself. Unfortunately for the man, he probably didn't realize that she is an amateur MMA fighter.
Whoops.
And man, did she dish out some brutal punishment. Photos posted to Twitter show Vieira attacking the man in a rage. She said, when I looked over there, he had his shorts down and was standing on a path where people pass all the time, including children. She reported the man to police, and he was subsequently arrested for committing an obscene act, although he claims he was simply urinating. She said, it's very strange because he's going to be in the same city as me, and who knows, he might be in the same places.
Which one is the one where you orgasm, Preston? Is that urinating or self-pleasuring?
That's a different one.
Okay.
That's why I've received an innumerable number of messages from women saying that in similar situations, they didn't file a report because they know the suspect would end up being released, but she did.
And the guy was, like, really kind of just right there.
Yeah. All right, one last story?
Yeah, that.
All right. Actually, I haven't even... Well, we'll save that one for tomorrow. Authorities say a vulture caused a crash that killed a married couple as they rode a motorcycle in southern Kansas. Yeah. Those things are huge.
Yeah.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says the bird came out of a ditch Saturday afternoon and struck a 42-year-old Brandon husband in the head on a rural road about 13 miles northwest of a town called Medicine Lodge. The motorcycle then went off the road, struck a barbed wire fence, and overturned. The patrol said the husband died at the scene. The wife died at the hospital later on, so that's scary.
I think he was a veteran, too. Had been over, like, seas in Afghanistan and all that stuff. And
terrible.
Dies this way.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.